We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent!
I lotioned my uncle's ankles.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
That bunny, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
I'm back from vacation.
Look at you.
Here I am.
Look 10 years younger.
Here I am. I feel 20 pounds lighter, and it's not from anything other than being, I think, food poisoned in New Orleans.
I got you.
I'll get into all of it today, but yeah, I had a... I have noticed this. My strongest moments of epiphany... The moments where I really take control of, or at least try to take, stock of my life and where things are headed, that's generally on the toilet at like 3 a.m. when everything's going incorrectly. That's when I start asking myself questions.
That's your reflect time?
That's my reflect time. Some people do it on a park bench.
Yeah.
Some people in the shower. Some people, you know, on the exercise bike. It's when I'm sick and every crevice is working. That's when I really start to think about the decisions that I've made in my life. So
you're a weird human.
I had some moments in New Orleans that I haven't spoken to you since Birmingham.
Yes.
I haven't spoken on the air since Birmingham, Alabama. I have seen you as recently as I've seen Nick Saban. A sentence I never thought that I'd be able to utter, by the way.
I think you missed him more, though, actually.
Well, I do have more unfinished business with him than I do with you. But we have a lot of stuff to get to. This is no joke. Since I've been off the air, which was a Wednesday in Birmingham, Wednesday the 21st of July, since I've been off the air, just a few things. Since I've been gone, Xavien Howard demanded a trade.
Yep.
And then this weekend kind of left the door open for a possible return. This all happened since I've been gone. The Heat have exercised their option on Goran Dragic yesterday, which probably means he'll be traded. That's what we're all expecting tonight around 6 o'clock. The Heat did not exercise their option on Andre Iguodala, so he's gone. His Heat tenure is done. And we'll get all the headlines. Steven's got them all prepared for us as Solana takes a little bit of vacation today and tomorrow. Since I've been gone, the Marlins traded everyone. I couldn't even keep track. I was lukewarm on the season as it was. We tried at the beginning, and the more that they lost, the more interest I lost in the team. But they traded everyone, from what I could see, right? Starling Marte and Adam Duvall, and the list goes on and on. The Florida Panthers, while I was gone, seem to have put together a monster team that I think will be in the discussion for Stanley Cup finals from the moment the puck drops on the season.
We had Montour on last week.
Oh, did you?
He's a guy we need to bring on.
Yep. Yeah. He was good?
He was good. He's good.
All right. We need some
personality, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, we made the mistake of Corey Dickerson with the Marlins early on in Marlins season. So, Montour, that's not a mistake. He gets the show?
Yes, and he has 3-year deal, so I think we can hold on to
okay,
him for a while.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. So, we obviously, we have a lot of stuff to cover. And then today, there's, you know, this, it's a countdown, I guess, till 6 o'clock. And so a little bit less than 4 hours from now, all the NBA hoopla is going to start for real. We kind of know what's going to happen. At least we have a pretty good feeling, right, that come 6 o'clock, maybe a little bit later, Kyle Lowry will be part of the Miami Heat, and Goran Dragic and Precious Achiuwa will not. Now, can things change? Yes. I remember the NBA trade deadline just this season. Who were we certain that was coming here? It wasn't Andre Drummond. It was someone else that, and he ended up going to Brooklyn, and then he stopped. Do you remember who it was, Steven? Went to Brooklyn, and was it DeAndre Jordan? No, oh, wasn't it? No. It wasn't DeAndre Jordan. He kept playing. LaMarcus Aldridge.
There we go. I knew it was
LaMarcus
a big
Aldridge.
Boy. Yes.
Yeah, like we were pretty certain some things were going to happen, and then all of a sudden they didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but we'll try to figure it out over the next 4 hours. We'll talk some Heat and some NBA. We'll talk some Dolphins. Talk some food poisoning. We have a lot of stuff to get to. A lot of stuff to get to. And then I made the mistake. We're in New Orleans. And then, you know, I'm pretty certain I got food poisoning on the first day. And then the next day, because, you know, my wife, she wanted to eat at certain restaurants, whatever. So I felt well enough to go to Drago's. And Drago's is known for these charbroiled oysters.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, well, I'm here, so I'm fine enough. I'm on the rebound. So I'll shovel these charbroiled oysters into my mouth. And then that night, as bad as I thought the previous night was, then I'm just in the bathroom at 3 a.m. thinking about what the hell were you thinking when you were shoveling the charbroiled oysters? You know, you haven't felt well for more than 4 hours. And now you're at Drago's eating charbroiled oysters.
So the normal stomach ache food is saltine crackers and ginger ale. You go oyster.
Yeah. Well, and in New Orleans. When in Rome.
It was an oyster, huh? That was your decision?
Yeah, it was a bad move right there. Anywho, we have a lot of stuff to get to. I see Jimmy is in there running the board for 560, which is great news as always. And Steven Preciado de Colombia filling in for Alejandro Solana, who's on a road trip himself in Florida, and he stopped today at Buc-ee's, which was the only thing I liked about Birmingham. The only thing that I liked about Birmingham. We'll talk about that. We have not done our postmortem on a trip to what I believe might be the worst city in the United States of America. No, I don't want to hear it till later. I want to do a postmortem on it with you. We have not gone over what we're going to say, but you and I spent 4 days in Birmingham, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I want to talk about what we discovered in that godforsaken city.
That picture of you and Saban genuinely makes me laugh to this second. Every time somebody retweets it, I fall out laughing.
I am very close to framing that and putting that in my bedroom.
You should.
In the most expensive frame that one could buy, like in a mahogany wood.
That picture kills me every time.
It is so great. So Solana is on a road trip. He's up in northern Florida, and he went to Buc-ee's today and is raving about it. So we have a ton of stuff to get to. All right, let's do headlines here. Steven Preciado has our headlines on this Monday.
I mean, everyone knows you love Buc-ee's, including Nick Saban, who was done with your questions after you asked him for the fifth time.
100%. Nick Saban knows that I like Buc-ee's. I kept circling back. I did Solana's circle back move with Saban.
You actually circled back this time.
Yeah, within like a 2 minute, with like a 120 second period, I just kept circling back and I couldn't get him to bite. I knew that there were some fish. And it, like, I saw them, and I couldn't get them on the line. Yeah. And I kept casting.
Yeah, Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's, right? That was my favorite thing in the entire interview. He's like, I'm sure there's something that you'll like about Alabama. Buc-ee's. I just told you.
You smile. I smile. Right. He's stone-faced.
Buc-ee's.
Get me out of here.
That was funny. We should do, on YouTube or something, like, we should listen to that interview as if we were watching game film, right? And so we, like, because you can pinpoint the part where he's nervous. I started the interview with Nick Saban. For those that didn't hear it when we were in Birmingham, I started the interview with Nick Saban by saying, I'm sitting across from the enemy. Mm-hmm. And I think immediately he bristled because we're the Dolphins station. But what I meant was, he's the Alabama coach, and I'm a University of Miami graduate, and Miami and Alabama are going to kick off the college football season. But he immediately bristled when I started the interview with, I'm sitting across from the enemy. And it took a little bit of cajoling to get him to loosen his guard up a little bit.
Oh,
again.
Yeah. And later on, it showed, though, when you asked him what does he miss about South Florida, and he went into Dante Culpepper, Joey Harrington, Drew Brees talk.
I mean, I literally, when I asked him what do you miss about South Florida, was literally looking for a Joe Stone Crab, Gatsby's. I don't even know if it exists anymore, but that's where we did the coaches show in Davie. Like, so many easy answers that he could have given. He could have said the people, for crying. No one would have believed him.
Aventura Mall. There was a lot of answers.
He launched into Dante Culpepper, Drew Brees. Like, he was just waiting. Ask me anything that has to do with the lower quadrant of the United States of America, and I'm going to launch into a diatribe about Drew Brees and Dante Culpepper.
You got him early.
Yeah, he was ready. He's like, oh, I'm the enemy? All right, wait till I give you my flurry. So is there a restaurant you miss? Drew Brees! Oh, my God! I'm rattled! I'm down! Yeah, we have to listen to that again one day. Like, listen, like almost like Mystery Science Theater 3000, where we listen and talk about it as it's happening.
People loved it, though. We replayed it. Thursday.
I think it was fun, and we get, like, everyone accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. You reconnected with your coach. Mm-hmm. Joe Zagacki got some Miami Alabama football talk that he'll be able to use on the pregame show September 4th. And I got Buc-ee's questions in and Auntie Anne's references. Like, we all got what we wanted. And Saban got to talk about Drew Brees and Dante Culpepper. Oh, he got what he wanted.
He wanted to get that off.
He talk about, like, taking control of a narrative and changing it. Like, that dude has made it clear over the last 5 years. Drew Brees was my guy. Mm-hmm. We ended up with Dante Culpepper. Like, he has changed the entire narrative. He's got his answer to it. Anywho. Let's get headlines here with Steven.
So as you guys mentioned earlier, the Miami Heat, they declined Andre Iguodala's team option, which was for $15 million. So they opened that up while exercising Goran Dragic's team option for $19.4 million. According to Woj, once discussions are permitted to begin with the opening of NBA free agency, the Miami Heat are positioning themselves in getting Kyle Lowry in a sign-in trade, which would involve Goran Dragic and Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah, I'm watching. We've got both monitors on that stuff. They're talking about Russell Westbrook to the Lakers right now. I heard a little bit of the show last week. I know you think that is a championship big three.
That's special.
And I'm in agreement with you. In agreement with you.
We got Mike. Because I've seen a lot of criticism about that.
Absolutely. But, man, in a vacuum, come on. LeBron, AD, and Russell Westbrook? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Who pokes holes in that?
They were saying LeBron and Russell are going to fight off bat.
Okay.
Come on, man. Russell wants that ring. Russell's going to take his damn back
seat. Ring.
Yes.
And LeBron deals with personalities that he doesn't want to deal with all the time. J.R. Smith, Kyrie Irving. Bingo. LeBron doesn't care. LeBron's going to win his rings.
That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, so he doesn't care. That's a championship threesome right there.
You know who agrees with us? Vegas.
Yeah, they're the favorites?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Found out last week.
Yeah.
Really? After the Westbrook trade, they became the favorites?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, it makes sense to me. I mean, that threesome, that's an unbelievable big three, I think.
Yeah, and then my whole thing is that Russell can just take games over and LeBron and AD can sit back.
Yep.
Then the playoffs start. And you got your guys healthy, ready to play
ball. That's
what
I think. Like, where they got into regular season problems this season, because LeBron's getting older, he's dinged up, Anthony Davis is always going to be missing games.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook will win you games. He'll get his triple-doubles, he will win you games, and then you get to the playoffs, and you're not playing your way in. You're a top four seed. And then LeBron saunters in with Anthony Davis and says, we'll take it from here, young fella.
Yep. That random Wednesday night versus the Cavs.
Yep.
Russ looks at LeBron and just, hey, yep. I got you, bro. Take it easy.
Yep.
And some more Heat news. According to John Hollinger of The Athletic, the Heat are also eyeing to sign DeMar DeRozan, hopefully to a mid-level exception.
Yeah, I would like to see that. I'd like to see Lowry and DeRozan back together. That seems like it would be fun. Listen.
Here?
I don't know what this is going to do for the Heat in the East. I'm being honest. I don't know when any of this stuff is going to. Kyle Lowry's 35 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what any of this stuff is going to do. I do know that the Heat have to do something because the East changed dramatically. And the Miami Heat got eliminated in the playoffs in the first round. They got swept. Mm-hmm. So they have to do something. And the something can't be Avery Bradley. It's got to be something. So, I don't know. You're trading 35-year-old Goran Dragic for 35-year-old Kyle Lowry. All right. I'll see what happens.
Shake it up.
Yeah. You want to bring in DeMar DeRozan as well? All right.
You tell me, Lowry, DeRozan, Bam, and Jimmy? I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Throw a big man out there and we're rolling.
But I don't know what it means in the East. I'm happy with it is not, look out. You know, Atlanta,
Milwaukee, Brooklyn.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, there's teams that are good in the East. We're going to talk about this in the next segment. Mike Wallace is going to join us.
All right, and just to wrap up headlines really quickly, the Miami Dolphins, they held their team practice in front of fans. Xavier Howard was sidelined with an ankle injury, but the fans, they were chanting, we love Howard.
Yeah, I saw this. They were chanting, pay Howard, we want Howard. I believe a door is opening. I believe a door is opening. I think that he kind of let it out of the bag this weekend that, hey, you know, nothing's happening here, and I'd still like to play here. He said it. I'd still like to play here. So I think the Dolphins have made it very clear. We're not renegotiating this quickly. All right. We've made our point. Okay. Now what's it going to take? Yeah, I think they've made their point. And I think this is going to be one of those unique situations. You ever hear about a manager tells you about a unique situation? I think this just might be that. So we'll talk about that today, too. Steve Goldstein is going to join us today.
Fans never cheer my damn name. Thought I was a fan favorite.
Never cheered, we love Crowder.
Yeah, it was Jay Crowder. It was Jay Crowder at the American Airlines Arena. But whatever. Well, I mean, no one's ever chanted, we want Hochman, so... Anything else?
I got you today.
Anything else, Stephen?
And we have weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7. The number is 866-954-MORE. We have our guy, Jimmy, with the weather.
Go, Jimmy.
It is partly cloudy with a temperature of 90 degrees with a feel of 104.
Woo! Feels hot in the house, Jimmy. Feels hot. You ready to get hot in the hot tub?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What happened? What plan, Joe?
You don't remember that from the James Brown sketch on Saturday Night Live? Who wants to get hot in the hot tub?
Okay, all right. What y'all were
getting in the hot tub? All right. Is that anything else, Stephen?
Those are your headlines.
All right. Mike Wallace is going to join us in the next segment. Used to cover the Heat for ESPN and the Miami Herald and the Sun Sentinel. And now he's with Grind City Media at Grizzlies.com. So we'll talk some hoops here in a moment.
For over 42 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company. They're fixing,
replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. I am a happy customer of J&K, and I'll let you know they're the best. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe, but to be honest, in most cases, they do not have to come in your office or home to fix your roofing needs. And yes, home or office, they specialize in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K to handle. And the financing offers through Y-Green right now, they'll blow your mind. You got to give J&K a call. I have to ask them. Now, if somebody says they've been on top of a market like South Florida for over 42 years, I had to ask, how can you do that? How is that possible? They told me it's easy. All they do is hire the most highly skilled workers. They're experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and those workers are going to bring the most top-notch material that's available. If it's shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, whatever you got up there, the best material and the best workers, that's how you're the best. All they do is promise their customers quality, service, safety, and health. And think about it. As a customer, all we want is quality, service, safety, and health. And right now, you never know when it's going to rain now. The hurricanes are coming. The cones of uncertainty are coming. You don't want to have roofing issues here in South Florida. And that's why you got to call J&K Roofing today. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, give J&K Roofing a call. And J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Fine ass Kyle.
He's got that walk.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ah, yes. The Mike Wallace song. Except he's not on the line yet.
He's not on yet?
He's not on the line yet.
That's how smooth he is.
That's how smooth
be
he
here,
is. Listen, it's a very busy day in the world of the NBA. And so you have to understand if people that make their living actually commenting and analyzing about the NBA are running late. And him, you know, he's with the Memphis Grizzlies at Grizzlies.com. You saw they did not exercise their option on Justice Winslow.
Why would they? I'm going to ask him. Is he happy about this acquisition now a year later?
No, they can't be, right?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So, yeah, Justice Winslow. I was going to ask him. I'll ask you. What had, since the Miami Heat drafted Justice Winslow, he has been what?
Terrible.
Is it just that, has he been terrible, has he been injured? Has he been a disappointment? I mean,
unproductive. That's the best way I can put it.
Unproductive.
Yes. Terrible, disappointment are two other words that pop up. Sure. But yeah, unproductive. Like, what's the Justice Winslow moment?
What's the season?
Yeah.
What's the Justice Winslow season?
No, I went moment more than you can't do a season. Can you remember one?
Well,
Mike Miller had the shoeless 3-point.
Right, but he had some important time with the Heat. Anyone could have a moment. James Ennis had a moment. James
yes.
Ennis had a dunk with the Miami Heat where you thought this was the next King James.
Was that the preseason?
I think it was the preseason. I think it was Summer League.
Yes.
I think it was Summer League, and we anointed him the next big James. But I don't know what Justice Winslow has been. I didn't know if it's a disappointment, a bust, terrible.
Ooh, bust sounded good, Hawk.
Is he a bust?
Bust sounded good.
Is he a draft bust?
It rolled off the tongue easy, and I accepted it just as easy.
Let me see what I just want to look at some of his stats here. All rookie second team in 2016 with the Heat. And that's about it.
It's just an all rookie second team.
All rookie second team. See, it's just it's obviously like that first season he played 78 games, next season 18 games, then 68, 66, then 11 games, and then with Memphis 26 games. Like,
it's, and even in them 70 game seasons, it just he was out there.
Yeah,
what's he specialize in?
Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of like a place on the court. Yeah, it's a bummer. There's a lot of people in Heat Nation that thought Justice Winslow was gonna be it. Somebody texts in, Justice Winslow was good for stepping out of bounds in crucial moments. Is that what he's known for? That's what he's known for? Is Justice Winslow known for stepping out of bounds in crucial moments?
Give me a bigger positive moment and I'll say no. Come on, man.
Yeah. But then it leads me back to, if the Miami Heat, and again, Justice Winslow is Justice Winslow, and that's, he's a thing of the past. But if the Miami Heat add DeMar DeRozan, and I don't even know if they can. I've read so many different theories on how they're just going to be unable to add him because they'll really have like $9.5 million with an exception to add him, and he's going to command more than that. So let's say they add Kyle Lowry. They get rid of Goran Dragic. They add Kyle Lowry. They'll add some other pieces, but Kyle Lowry will be the big piece.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do for the Miami Heat?
For sure makes them better, but fighting for the...
How much better, though? I mean, he's 35 years old. Yeah. Goran Dragic is 35 years old. Goran Dragic is a pretty damn good point guard.
Yeah, and Lowry's not a Beal. He's not a Curry. Like, he's not... Lowry's not the point guard that scores 35 a game.
So how much better does it make him? That was Josh Richardson. A bunch of texters are pointing out Josh Richardson that stepped out of bounds in crucial times, not Justice Winslow. How dare you?
Rich is better than Justice Winslow, and Jay Rich is a second rounder.
Yeah.
To be honest now, Josh is better than Justice.
How much better are the Miami Heat if they add Kyle Lowry? If that's the centerpiece addition, and by the way, I'm all for it.
Yes, yes.
I will miss Goran Dragic. I think Goran Dragic has been more than expected.
Because
you got to remember, when he came here, it was going to be Chris Bosh and Goran Dragic. That was the same day, if I remember correctly. The same day that Chris Bosh went down with the blood clots is the same day that they signed or traded for Goran Dragic. I think he has been more than advertised.
But Kyle Lowry is a star. He's your starting point guard. Dragic
was off the bench the last couple seasons.
So now you have a 30-plus minute guy every night to add to Bam and Jimmy.
Right, but the question is, at 35 years old, how much more time do you have as his... Like, I mean, that's what happened with Goran Dragic, right?
Yeah.
He got older, the body couldn't take the wear and tear, and so you had to kind of recalibrate what is he going to be for you. It's more important for him to be there in the playoffs rather than the regular season. And so you start to wonder, okay, well, how much time do you have with Kyle Lowry? And look, if I'm the Heat, I make this move as well. As much as it pains me because I like Goran Dragic, I make this move as well. I think they are better with Kyle Lowry there with Jimmy Butler too. I think Jimmy Butler, the windows here are closing on Butler, on Kyle Lowry. You know, like this is a time to make moves like that. But I just wonder how much better they become and how exciting it is for Heat fans. Look, we've coveted Kyle Lowry, I think, for several years.
Yes.
So I think that there's some excitement for Heat fans. But in the reality of it, without a draft pick, you know, everyone in the East got better with draft picks as well. Without a draft pick, you've got Milwaukee, who is a dominant team. There's no questioning Giannis anymore. You've got Atlanta with Trae Young. There's no questioning him or his star power anymore. Yep. And then, you know, I talk about the Knicks being a better team. Brooklyn, I mean, you wouldn't be surprised if Brooklyn ran away with the East at some point. Like, there's some really good talent in the East. So then I just start to wonder, you know, how much better are the Miami Heat if they add Kyle Lowry? How excited are we?
I'm excited because every game he played in last year, he started. 35-minute guy. What is it, 17-7-5. Mm-hmm. Like, to answer your question, he is more productive than Dragic. And we love the Dragon, and I love hearing his commercials about buying 7,000 suits for the price of a half of sock. I love Dragic being here, but Kyle Lowry's a better point guard right now than Dragic, and he's going to start every game he plays and give you 35 minutes. Yes, we got better. We got better.
Now, the question is, what if you have to pay Kyle Lowry $90 million over 3 years? $75 million over 3 years. So now you've got him. He's 38 years old, and your contract hit is $25 or $30 million.
Now, that's going to be the tough point.
Because that's what's going to happen. That's what's got to happen to make this trade take place.
Is that you got to pay.
You've got to come to an agreement with Kyle Lowry that you're going to give him 3 years, and then he'll agree to be traded here. Like, there's, you know, but Jimmy Butler is going to be getting crazy money because he's going to get a four-year extension.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be all in with Butler and Lowry, really.
And Bam, and that's Bam. It. Because Bam got that one, what, 167 or whatever it was a couple years ago.
I mean, that's your three. That's your big three, right? Moving forward will be Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, Bam Adebayo.
2021 NBA, that's not a championship. That's
not a championship.
That's not an Eastern Conference final team,
right,
to be honest.
It's a good team.
Good team.
There's
fun to watch.
No question. It's a good team.
Regular season, top six in the East. They'll make the playoffs, but Milwaukee, we just talked about it. Milwaukee, Brooklyn, like the Celtics. Let's not forget
right,
them.
The Sixers.
No matter what they do, and they're going to get something back if they do move Ben Simmons.
If they move him, they're going to get something back. If they don't move him, you've still got Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And I still would submit to you that on a given season, those two should be able to get you to an NBA final. Like, they should.
Yeah.
They can't, but they should.
We got to get DeRozan to take this $3 million. Let's call him, me and you.
Hey, DeMar. You remember how much they missed playing? Like when Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan got split up? Remember? I mean, they were so sad.
Yeah.
We can bring them together.
Let's play that against them.
Bring them together. Run back that Raptors season. Run it back. I don't know. All right. Mike Wallace will join us at some point. He's obviously sidetracked with what's going on in the NBA and all the news, and maybe he heard us talking about Justice Winslow and said, "I will not appear on a show that's going to slander Justice Winslow." But it's his team. I mean, you know what his option was like $13 million. It wasn't even a big option, and they said, "Nah, we're good."
13, we'll, 50.
We'll be all right without you.
Yeah.
We'll be all right. All right, so we will talk with Mike Wallace at some point this afternoon, and we work towards 6 o'clock when all this stuff can become official. I'm watching ESPN right now. 76ers open to trading Ben Simmons this offseason. We know. We knew during the NBA playoffs that they were going to be open to trading Ben Simmons, no matter what they said. But like, he'll command something big.
Oh, yeah.
Not what they originally, what the word last week was that they were asking
for. Three ones and your whole roster.
They, like,
something
they wanted Michael Jordan to come out of retirement. they want, like, it was crazy. But they will command something for him.
Just as we read this, and Kendrick Perk is talking on SportsCenter right now, it says Ben Simmons' career low 14.3 points per game. You know, Kyle Lowry was 17 last year.
Like 17
points per game.
Right.
Like, he's not automatic offense.
Correct.
That's what we need is automatic. That's my pullback with Lowry. Lowry's a good point guard, 7 assists per game. He facilitates, but he's not what we talked about all year, Hawk. A Bradley Beal at 31 points per game. Steph's 32. Dame's 30. Like, that's what I want. I want a 30-point dude every night. That's what the Heat need.
Just can't get that guy, though. You just don't
especially
have the assets
no
to get
money
that guy. That's
no
what I'm
assets.
Saying. Like, you just don't have the assets to get that guy. So that's what I say. Like, you know, you have to make a move. I said it at 2 o'clock. You have to make a move. You're silly if you don't. Right? You're spinning your wheels if you don't. But
I loved it. I was going to argue it all day until you said the point about he's going to be a 3-year, $90 million guy. That pulls me back a little bit.
Yeah. But what are your options?
What are your options?
What are your options?
No,
to go into next season with Goran Dragic? By the way, that wouldn't bother me that Goran Dragic is my point guard. Like, that wouldn't bother me. What would bother me is if they didn't do anything. So it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. You've got to make some sort of big maneuver. And I think Kyle Lowry is the big maneuver. I don't think there's another big maneuver out there for them.
If it's not, you're talking about what again? None? Same thing.
Yep.
Run it back. None starting for you.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yep. You can't do it.
All right. We'll get Mike Wallace on the line at some point. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah!
Hawk and Crowder.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pierdes el control cuando este flow hace que muevas el esqueleto. Mosca, no te me distraigas, que hasta tu jevita baila.
Happy National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
There are other sandwiches other than them little vanilla in the middle, black little soggy cracker?
So I like a Chipwich. A Chipwich, the traditional ice cream sandwich with those black wafers.
Terrible.
They get all jammed up in the roof of your mouth.
Terrible. They're mushy.
You like those?
No, what? I said they're all right.
Oh, okay.
The Chipwich is the way to go.
Chipwich is the way to go, right?
The problem is if you get one that's a little too frozen and then you break
you
your teeth.
No, you got to let it melt a little bit. Jimmy, you like a traditional ice cream sandwich, the black wafers, the vanilla ice cream?
I'm not a big fan of ice cream sandwiches.
No? What about a Chipwich? Chipwich do anything for you?
No.
All right.
Jim, you know what a Chipwich is?
No, I do not.
Oh, you know, like an ice cream sandwich in between two chocolate chip cookies.
That one. Okay, yeah, I've heard of it.
All right, yeah. Not everybody calls it a Chipwich. I was making an assumption there. So what about those, Jimmy? You like those at all?
Actually, I've never tried those.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to get you one. Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
Or my birthday.
This man has to wait 5 months, 6 months?
Yeah, man, make it all the sweeter. Yeah,
we're halfway there.
Yeah, I mean, we're right there. I mean, school starts next week. I mean, we're almost there. My kid's school starts next week.
I think we start on the 18th.
Really?
Like 3 weeks.
Yeah, this is the earliest Palm Beach County has ever gone back.
But y'all get out before us, though, I remember.
I don't think so.
Year.
I don't think
you
so this year.
You start before us and get us after?
I think so this year. It's a weird... I got a weird thing with my kid. This is the strangest school year as a father that I have ever entered. He's a senior in high school. He's got a car. He's 17 years old. I have nothing to do with his schedule. With like he's on that. I have nothing to do with him getting to or from school. My head's gonna explode because
what?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like it is such relearning. I mean, you are, you know, your identity as a parent is so intertwined with your kid's school year. Like it's so intertwined, and back to school shopping, the notebooks, and like.
He's doing it all.
He's out with his friends. Like it's what they do. You know what I mean? Like it's just, it's we're like two ships passing in the night.
Do you still get a hug or anything when you see him, or is it just what?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you still get a hug?
I'm constantly come over here. You got to watch this with me. You got to watch this with me.
So you're and it's holding on. Huh?
Oh, am I holding on? Okay. Oh, am I holding on? But this school year, this is the one that's really like, wow, like I don't have to wake up. I don't have to. And senior year, it's pretty well determined where you're going to be going to college at this point. And like this is just a whole different animal.
It's funny because a lot of people wait for that. Like, nest.
It is cool. But, like there's something cool about watching him get to that level. But it's also sobering. Yeah. Like, wow, all that's left for me is to sit around and die.
That's what you took
too much, Jimmy? Was that too much? Did I go too far on that one?
Yeah, that was too much.
Yeah, it was too much.
Maybe
that was too much.
Maybe wait for him to graduate college.
Yeah, that was too much.
Family.
Yeah, no, there's other stuff to do.
Grandpa time. Yeah. You know, so just a little bit more.
That was too much.
I'm gonna die.
Anyway, happy National Ice Cream Day, everybody. National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, everybody.
Hug your kids. This guy over here.
If there was a Twitch camera in here, I'm weeping.
I'm fine with it.
There's tears streaming down my eyes. No, but that's crazy, right? I mean, like, when you think about it, like, all of a sudden, it's just like, so what do you need for me to get ready for school year? Huh?
Nothing.
Right. Your credit card? All right.
That's
here
it.
You go, yeah.
Oh, his own clothes shopping, own
yeah,
everything.
Just like, I mean, it's, yeah, because I don't need to prepare him for clothes. Like, he knows what he's got, and if he doesn't like it, he's going to go on Amazon and, like, you know what I mean? Whoa. Like, it's just, it's just different. It's just, what grades are your kids going into?
Fourth and third.
Yeah, so you got a ways to go.
Yeah.
But, man, it feels to me like last year he was going into fourth. Like, goes quickly, Jack.
I'm still buying socks. I got some NBA socks the other day. So weird. The kids nowadays like the big-ass socks with the colors all the way to the knee.
Yeah.
We were a no-show.
Right. So when I was a kid, they called them tube socks, and you would pull them up, and they were to the calf, and they had the two stripes around them. Every sock looked the same when I was a kid. And then those went way out of style, and then you had the little ankle socks.
I was no-show window.
And now the kids like to wear socks up high with shorts.
To the kneecap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why you wear shorts if you're going to wear kneecap socks? Yep. You're hot as hell. It's Florida.
Yeah. Crazy. Man. What were we talking about?
Maybe I'll spank them.
Remember?
Ice cream day.
Ice cream day. National Ice Cream Sandwich
Chip
Day.
Wish.
And I got a text from Doug Plagans, Florida Panthers radio voice, and all it says is Chipwich. So you know the preferred ice cream sandwich is the Chipwich if Doug Plagans is weighing in on that.
Doug was here last week. We missed Doug.
He was here?
Yes.
Getting ready for the hockey season, I bet. I mean,
it was the draft. I think the draft night. Him and
oh,
Randy
that's
came
right.
In. Yeah,
yeah. So they did well. I mean, the Panthers. We'll talk about that. I told you Goldie's going to join us later this afternoon. But from everything I gather from my week and a half off, the Panthers fans have to be tremendously excited about everything that they've done. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the losses too, he was like the Driedger loss. It's not really a loss because he was going to leave anyway, so now you protect your other players.
Right, so by him going to Seattle, by Seattle taking him, by him going to Seattle, then you don't risk any of the other players.
And he wasn't going to play for the Panthers next year anyway.
Driegger was good, though. We liked him. Oh, there was another guy that got the show. Remember? We had some. We had a good interview with Chris Driegger.
Got to get Knight on.
All right. Brandon Knight? Do we have him on?
We have Knight on. We got to get Knight on.
Spencer Knight.
Spencer Knight. Brandon Knight. That's funny.
Like a point guard Boca.
No, he's a local. Yeah, he's a local guy. I don't think it was Boca, though. Was it Boca?
He used to work out at FAU.
Oh, did he?
That's why I thought
Yeah, Brandon Knight was a local kid.
I think he was from Pinecrest. He was
Pinecrest. That's right. Wow. That's right. Went to the Pistons, I think, didn't he? I think he did, yeah.
I don't think Stevenson, he can play goalie, though.
Yeah. No, Spencer Knight. Spencer Knight, we got to get on. All right, so, and I see the guest line is ringing. It's Mike Wallace, which probably means we could probably take him at 4:20 or tomorrow. I don't know. Whatever he wants to do. He's a busy man. Steven will figure it out with him. Hey, wish him a happy National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, Steven. Wish him a happy National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
No.
Steven's conducting business with Mike Wallace. Wish him a happy National Ice Cream Day. He's going, I did. Did you really? Did you say it to him?
Yeah, he said he'll come with his takes at 4:20.
All right.
You got aggressive on your time off.
I want to make sure.
You screaming?
It's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. I want to make sure everyone gets wished happy National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
You're trying to talk with Mike, and I keep hearing Hawk, wish him a National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. I'm like, I did.
Because I saw today on Twitter, Omar Kelly was covering the Dolphins camp. And he said, wow, what a day. One of the Dolphins' vice presidents, it was Jason Jenkins, has walked around and given everyone a sandwich. And then Omar followed it up. He goes, it wasn't like a tuna sandwich. It was an ice cream sandwich. And so then I tweeted him and I said, that's good looking out by the Dolphins. Today's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Oh, that's intelligent.
And then I got a message from Jason Jenkins. Wait a second. I got to find this. Who's the vice president there at the Dolphins? He says, that is correct. The National Dairy Council provided fans and media free ice cream sandwiches today. So shout out to the Dolphins and the National Dairy Council and Jason Jenkins for making sure the ice cream sandwiches got in the hands of the right people.
Jason Jenkins is great at what he does. I know he's not catching touchdowns or making any tackles.
He is great at what he does.
But that's an asset the Dolphins hit a home run on. Yep. I love Jason.
He is great at what he does. All right, so we reconfigure the schedule. Steve Goldstein is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Mike Wallace now will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll take a break here. 3 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.